Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 18th, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Anton Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, Mr. B. Steve.
Evening,
how are you doing?
Very good, and you?
Good. Busy with the Kasidic.
Yeah, exactly.
Next weekend,
and final sprint.
Bunch of contracts. Yeah.
The final countdown.
Yeah.
Okay, it wouldn't be a part of me if I didn't sing on the show or
exactly
news. So now it's out of the way, let's do the news.
Yeah, so we'll start with the, as usual, the non-crowdfunding news first. So first item here by Games Workshop, we have for Age of Sigmar, the Caradon Overlords are now available.
Yeah, basically there's quad for AOS
or steampunk dwarves.
Yeah. We saw previews of them a couple of months ago, I think, right?
They were shown... Maybe a month and a half. Yeah.
It looked further down the road than that. And now everything is out. You have the huge flying airship with lots of guns and a couple of infantry models as well.
Not everything. It's a first wave. We've seen in the previews they had
a lord,
jump pack guy, the guy with the steam balloons in their back. Those are not out yet.
Okay.
So it's infantry and one of the vehicle, and I think one character only. And the book.
And the book. And yeah. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but they're releasing tokens along with the book as well for in-game usage, like for effects and stuff like that.
Yep.
That are really related, so... I think it's the first one they're doing that, right? Or the Khorne one that was released last week or so. Add those as well.
I think it's the first time.
Yeah. So following the trends of other companies, like with widgets and stuff like that for AOS. So I think it's going to help because I think they're starting to add effects and combos for abilities and how units interact. So these are going to be... visual aids, so you'll remember everything and not forget and come back later in the game.
Just to be sure, are those really tokens or just the cards? Because they have cards packs.
Yeah, you have both, actually.
Okay.
There's two sheets of token and the cards pack as well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. You have both of them. Actually, some of the stuff is already sold out.
Most of it.
Yeah, most of it. So I guess they were kind of popular.
Or underproduced like GW do with most recent releases.
I think there was lots of hype for those dwarves, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Next item we have is from the sister company of Game Workshop from Forge World. We have the Castellax Archaea Battle Automata with the Molar Pattern Bolt Cannon.
So it's a long name to say for probably what is an alternative Castellax.
Yeah, exactly. Big robot with big gun.
Yeah, looks more, looks to have more close combat claws though than the others.
But it's a big robot, so it would fit nicely in Paul's army for the Fable game against Yom that he's going to have one of those days.
The long-coming one.
Yeah. Well, as always, it's Forge World, and it looks gorgeous. The details are really nice, and I like the close combat claw, like he's ready to cut something in half or something like that.
Yeah. They look menacing and dangerous to place.
Yeah.
After that, we have from Mindwork Games, the Morbid Angel on pre-order. So this is a bigger scale model, 75 millimeter. So it's a model for painting. It's not sure if it's topless or just...
it's not.
Yeah,
the color they have
for the render. Oh, well, not the render, but the...
It's family-friendly model.
It's not easy to make out the details. So it's kind of an angel's playing a... Is it playing a trumpet or...
No, actually, she's putting a sword in her mouth. There's two versions. How do I say it? It's like the entertainer you see during the summer, like playing with fire, one is, eating swords.
Yeah, throwing fire.
One is playing with fire, like and eating the fire as well. And the other one, the other pose is are alternate. I think it's the same model. No.
Yeah, one with the angles or one without.
Yeah, exactly, with wings, and the other one with playing with fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a nice model. It's a big model also for only 30 euros. So for the size, it's pretty good. And it is right now, it's on discount for the pre-order. And the prayer are going until the end of this week.
Yeah, and it's 65 millimeter to the head, so it's kind of tall model.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Next up, we have from Shield Wolf Miniature, a new release for the Carmaval North Alliance.
So we have two releases. The first one is the Shield Lord. The Cromwell are mostly female models. So the first one, instead of being a Shield Maiden, she's a Shield Lord / Lady. So character model with a double-ended axe and a shield. Pretty cool.
She's badass.
Wearing a fur and cloak and the braid. So she looks like a badass, experienced veteran Shield Maiden. And the second release is a Shield Maiden Infantry / Ranger Dual Kit. So it's Art Plastic models for the same faction as the Shield Lord we just mentioned.
Yeah. It's not to mention that these models are plastic and the character one was in resin, though.
They're pretty affordable. The box is for 20 models and it's 25 euros.
Yeah. So it's not too bad. And it's also note it's on pre-order order and it's going to be available later at the beginning of the month of May. That's what they say on the website. And there's lots of combination with all the sprues. You can like do different bodies and head combination and have fun doing conversion and assemble them, I guess.
After that, we have my favorite release of this week. It's a new Risen Master by Hasselfree for Steve. Hey. Steve is a cyborg platypus. Platypus are my favorite animal. And how do you call it? It's an escapee from a hybrid experimentation factory. So we have a sci-fi platypus with a giant railgun and a cyber eye, full sci-fi body. Armor plate.
Yeah, even, body armor.
Yeah, even his tail is armored. So pretty cool.
Really cool.
Not enough platypus in gaming, so I'm happy that's another one. Sure, it's sci-fi, but still happy about it.
And if you get one, are you going to paint it blue like the cartoon we used to have when we were kids? I don't know the English word, but it was called in French, La Barre David.
Yeah. Probably not. I probably won't get one just because it's sci-fi. And I have news for it, but I like that it exists.
But it's a platypus, and it's Steve.
Yeah, that's another reason for you to get it with the name, not me.
Okay, our next release is from Final Fantasy Flight Games. It's the Rune Wars miniature game.
So it's finally out to the public.
After having a sneak preview at Adepticon, holding the miniature in my hands and looking at the sprues and unfortunately not reading the rules yet, but the game is finally out for everybody. And all from What I've saw the miniature are really good. The games has a lot of potential because it's mixing elements from fantasy with the big rank and file with unit and customization of unit and characters, and some of the orders from X-Wing with the dials and the movement widget as well.
It looks interesting. Yeah. For people who haven't seen, it's more a mass battle game, and it doesn't come pre-painted or pre-assembled. It's not like Air X-Wing, which is already pre-painted, or even Dust back then was pre-assembled and primed. This is a pure miniature game, and it comes in with trays to do your movement. So your unit, when it goes up in size, you just add trays together. They have like a key...
It's like set. A puzzle.
Yeah, puzzle pieces, and you key new tiles into the rest of the unit to make it bigger in size. So it's interesting. Can't wait to read the rules.
Yeah, and the miniatures are snap-on as well. So
yeah, easy to assemble.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's going to pick up locally or not, but it looks to have good potential. And I think the games are going to be, like, at first with small faction and everything, kind of fast to see how it goes and everything. And if it goes well, I think they're going to add further release and expand the size of the game and have real battle.
Yeah, right now there is only the starter box out, but they have already previewed other stuff, and they have also previewed a third faction, the
elves.
A kind of wood elves. I don't remember the exact names, but yeah. So, and there's a rumored fourth faction coming, I think, this year. So they will have a full fourth faction game.
Yeah,
pretty soon.
I'll leave you the next news.
Yep. Item. So. After we now have Private Press, they have new War Machine releases. The first one for Signar is their second Colossal, their Hurricane. And after that, it's all Kador. So first for them is the new Command Book. After that, the Warcaster, Andrei Malakov, gets his... that was one of the junior Warcaster. So he gets his full release as a new, fully fledged Warcaster. There is also another Warcaster, which is Assault Commandos Trakov and his Commandos. So it's his epic version. And lastly, there is a Grey Lord Forgier, which is a Manowar solo. So a bunch of stuff for the Russian-themed faction of the game.
And a big robot for Yom to do some Yom SL.
Yeah.
And the last non-crowdfunding news we have is from Wargame Exclusive. It's Sister Saint Celestia Trinities. And it's, basically it's a sister of battle, kind of.
It's Saint Celestine.
Yeah.
From the recent Triumvirate pack. She was coming out with two other jump pack girls. And that's exactly the same thing, but with their own take on the sculpting.
Yeah.
So you have the same thing. You have Saint, well, they call her Celestia, but it's Celestine. She has it's a bigger model, bigger backpack. And you have two other sister
two with acolyte.
Her. Yeah, acolyte. It's the right term.
Yeah.
So nice models coming in resin.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Yeah. It's proxies. That's what Wargame Exclusive do. So now we are done with the regular release. So on to the crowdfunding stuff. First one by Happy Games Factory is Burnout, Fight, Survive, and Evolve.
Wow. You just did some sound effect like Yom while describing the title.
Yeah, I think the title called for it, though. Unlike Yom doing it on everything. So this is an expansion, the first real expansion for Eden, the post-apocalyptic skirmish game. Sorry. This is not a release for models, but it's a campaign box. So first you have a new way to play scenarios. It comes with cards, terrain, a bunch of tokens, even tiles to play and related to the scenarios in it. So you have either you can build scenarios as you go, and they also have experience campaign and link campaign rules provided in the box at the same time. So it's a cool way to add new gameplay to the game.
Next item on the list is from...
This Kickstarter is already funded. They are going and doing well. They are over 40,000 euros of a 10,000 goal. And they will be fully... They will be funded on May 4th, 2017.
And the next one is by Primogenesis. It's the Third Law, the next generation science fiction war game. So it's for miniature, futuristic miniature war games.
And yeah, sci-fi robot warfare.
It's with big robots, different kind of
robots. Yeah, robots or tanks and remotes, all kind of stuff. It's an alternating activation model game. Comes with a bunch of different resources, so the gameplay is supposed to be pretty involved. And that's about it. You have a lot of style, four different style right now, and they have four other faction planned if the Kickstarter go well.
Yeah.
So right now they are at £4,000, pledge out of a £30,000 goal. I still have over 3 weeks left to go, and if they fund, they will close on May 11th, 2017. After that, we have from James Baldwin, the Drowned Earth miniature game. So this is a sci-fi miniature game, a skirmish game set in a kind of post-apocalyptic setting. They think of ancient runes, lost technology, but in a jungle, on a jungle continent. So, and they have brought back a bunch of different creatures. So it's a human setting, but they played with genetic and old stuff, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So they brought back dinosaurs and revived a bunch of creatures that they found missed, or they were just overachievers in their goals in genetic, and they lost control and the world was destroyed. But now, as people are regaining control, you get a bunch of different races to play and not just human. And contrary to a bunch of other games, the faction are not race-based, but they are like job-based. So one of the faction is they call them the artifactors, kind of Tomb Raiders archaeologists, but you have member of every race available in it. So you have one of their giant monkey guy, one of the lizard people, a different human, but you find those same race in the other factions too. It's really just their job description that matters, and not the race itself. So it makes for more diversity within each team, which is interesting. The rules are already available in beta on the website, so if you are interested, you can check. And judging from their funding level, people are interested. It's at over £18,000 right now of a £5,000 goal. They still have 4 weeks left to go, and it will fund on May 16th, 2017.
The next one is from Twilight Games Design, and it's a Star Reach spaceship miniature.
So this is a line of really small scale spaceships, but they can be what they call micro scale, and they are from their own Star Reach universe, but they can be used as ships for any other any rules. They don't have specific rules attached to them.
And it's it was asking for a 1,500 goal, and it's already reached. It's at almost 1,900, and with 13 days to go to pledge.
And so, if it found it already founded, so it will close on April 38th, 2017. And lastly, we have from Nightmare Games, the Green Screen Wars, the Hobgoblins. So this is not the first Kickstarter done by this company for the Green Screen Wars, but they are doing a different race every time. So as the title say, this time it's Hobgoblins, and they also have added, if I remember correctly, bugbears as in the add-ons or in the stuff you can unlock. So all kinds of nice old school sculpting, all in green stuff. You can see all the ones they've already done, other stuff that is unlocking as they go. Different types of goblins, like they have black goblins, which are more heavily armored. They have their hobgoblins, some painted, some just a green, different trolls. So lots of choices. Even some war machines.
Really nice old school looking.
Yeah, they look great though.
Yeah.
So they had a 2,000 euros gold, which they've broke. They're almost at 3,500 right now. And they still have a week left to go. It was a short Kickstarter. And if when it will fund, it will close on April 25th, 2017. And that's it for this week. Thanks for coming and substituting, Steve.
No problem at all, Antoine. Anytime I can.
For sure. And on that note, bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Zero Budget Geek, a YouTube channel covering board games, video games, and other geek stuff. You'll find Let's Play and How to Play videos of different board games and video games, as well as reviews. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.